God has stubborn kids, just like some of us. But today on Maranatha Radio, Pastor Ray Bentley says he leads with love.
So as you begin to walk with the Holy Spirit, and even if you are stubborn and slow to yield to Him, God has beautiful ways of leading us and guiding us and wooing us. He won't force you to do anything, but He has a way of awakening your conscience and drawing you to Him.
Spread the news.
Welcome to Maranatha Radio with Pastor Ray Bentley. Maranatha, bringing the message of Christ's soon return, the whole gospel, to the whole world. From our human perspective, you have to wonder if God ever regrets giving humans a will of their own. It sure seems like we can be a handful. But today, Pastor Ray shows us how God is continually transforming us into the people He wants us to be, where His desires become our desires. Let's learn more.
The title of the message is koinonia. Koinonia is a Greek word, and it really is hard to define. There is no one English word that is the equivalent. It means to have in common, means to share, but it means also more than that. It is literally where you come to the place where you not only on a head level know that, okay, these are all Christians, you are all my brothers and sisters in Christ, I am your brother, and you know that as kind of a doctrinal truth that you've heard at some time in church. But it goes beyond just the head, and it goes down into the heart, where I start actually treating you like my brother, treating you like my sister, and vice versa. And I start caring about what you think and what you feel and what's going on in your life on a heart level, combining the head and the heart together. And that's where Paul is now sharing. And in the midst of this, what is so beautiful is, beginning in verse 5, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, Paul, in this personal letter, gives us one of the most beautiful passages on the mind of Jesus, and not just the mind of Jesus, but the attitude of Jesus, the heart of Jesus. And he says in verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men." You see, he is saying, be like Jesus. You want to become like him, for you have been born into his royal family. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Following Jesus is a very unique path. In order to find yourself, because before we come to Jesus, we're lost. In order to find my true self, the man that God originally designed and wanted me to be, it means following the path of Jesus upon the cross. And that picture of Jesus on the cross is one of not my will, but thy will being done. And so there is a certain part of me that in order to follow Jesus is going to have to die to self. The world's all about empowering yourself, you know, fulfilling yourself, coming into the place where you are self-actualized. So it's a very obviously different message to follow that example of denying yourself and then following Jesus. But then in verse 9, "Therefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name, the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." In other words, following the path of Jesus is the real way of being lifted up. It's ironic, as you humble yourself, God raises you up and God will lift you up. So in verse 12, he says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." Now, salvation is a gift. It's given to you the moment you believe and trust that Jesus is your Savior, that he died upon the cross for your sins. But once having been given that salvation, you actually also grow in salvation. It's a process. It doesn't happen immediately that you become very spiritual. In fact, you start off as a baby, and you need